Quiet snap.
Hi, it's Supply House, Y94, 7:30 in the morning, Zero, Amy K, and E. Now, dumper dates is a segment that, you know, you kind of look at your situation, you're like, okay, I can kind of take this either way. I don't know if I walk away from this person or if I stick it out. What would the average person do that has no bias whatsoever? So in this instance, Beth wants to know if you're willing to dump her or date her. Now tell us about the her in question. What happened here, Beth?
I've been with this girl for, you know, about a year now. We're sort of coming up on that, like, 12-month timeline. And, like, you know, lesbian relationships move really fast. Like, we just get committed really quickly. And so it feels like it's been much longer. So I'm really emotionally committed, but I am concerned because she's never been with a guy before. Like, she's always been with women. And I think she might have cheated on me with a guy, and I'm not sure if I should stay with her.
You guys have been in a relationship, and she cheated on you. Did I hear you? She cheated with a dude.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not 100% positive of who it is, but, like, I have enough proof to be pretty sure that she, like, them.
And do you think that, like, that is going to be a recurring thing? Is there a chance it's going to keep happening and she's going to keep stepping on you, or is it a one-and-done kind of a thing?
So I think it's one-and-done, but, like, the actual problem for me is, like, I've told her that if she wanted to do something like this, she absolutely could. I just, like, wanted her to talk to me about it first because, like, I get that, like, you know, like, sexuality is fluid and, like, she's really young. She's younger than I am. And, like, you know, I want to make sure she has access to, like, all of the things she wants. So I have to be involved in that conversation. And, like, she didn't talk to me. So, like, that is the thing that's more upsetting to me than the fact that she, like, cheated with a dude.
So you can get past the fact that she cheated and you would get back together with her.
I mean, obviously, I don't love the fact that she, like, some random guy, but, like, that I'm secure enough in, like, what we have to, like, not be, you know, just, like, completely held back by that. But, like, she, it's not a relationship if she's not talking to me, and she knew that she had this option, so I just don't get why she didn't take it.
And you did, you said it was random. This isn't somebody you know, like, both of you know, a mutual friend or something like that.
So, I'm not, like, 100% sure on which guy it is. I have a hunch, but, like, if it's who I think it is, then it's just, like, some random guy that neither of us knows.
So, as simple as we can put it, as people vote, should you dump her or date her, you guys have a situation where you told her, like, hey, if you ever wanted to try something with somebody else, just let me know. She skipped that part. She went out and she, sounds like, did some stuff with a gentleman without talking to you first. And that's sort of the main issue, is that she didn't bother to tell you first. We'll talk about it, okay?
Yeah.
I think when it comes to, we'll call it an open relationship, there's rules in place. And you set the rule. You said you can do whatever you want with whoever you want. If you need to experiment whatever, talk to me first. And she didn't talk to you first. I say dump. Violated the rule.
I do say dump, but I also would say just say dump because the whole cheating thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't get over it.
I say dump, but I have a feeling in this case, I think she will continue to date from what
getting
I...
Getting that inkling slightly?
I'm getting that inkling despite... I mean, I'm completely with you. It's a very easy rule to follow. Like,
hey,
extremely easy.
You ever want to try something with somebody else, just let me know.
Mention it.
We'll talk about it, and I won't... I just want to know. And then you can't even bother to mention it? Eh. And I'd be like, listen, you already had the hall pass. I just wanted to know you're taking it. I wanted you to know you're taking the bathroom key out of the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't even bother doing that.
It's weird for her to, how would she know she was going to be in that situation? Maybe it happened fast and then she, like,
oh,
before
sure.
It was supposed to happen, was she supposed to call her?
Maybe.
Really quick, I'm just calling to let you know I'm walking in this guy's bedroom.
Heads
up.
Yeah.
You know what? The dude probably would have waited.
He probably would have.
You know, I got to make a phone call real quick. Yeah. I got a hall pass, then got an open relationship. I'm just supposed to, you know, make sure everybody's on the same page. Give me a minute.
Oh, sure. Yeah, probably be fine.
See how that fantasy team worked out for me this season. Yeah, see how that's going. All right, dump or date. Basically, she has an agreement with her girlfriend that, hey, if you ever want to try something with somebody else, let me know. That's fine. But she didn't let her know when Ann just stepped out anyway without having that conversation first. Would you dump or date in that scenario? 237, it's her text 35270. As we play the Kid Laroi and Bieber at Stay 194. Good morning, 194 on the Playhouse of the Morning. And in dump or date today, we got Playhouse family member Beth, who's wondering, you know, do I walk away here or no? Quick recap for you.
I've been with this girl for, you know, about a year now. We're sort of coming up on that, like, 12-month timeline. And, like, you know, lesbian relationships move really fast. Like, we just get committed really quickly. And so it feels like it's been much longer. So I'm really emotionally committed. But I am concerned because she's never been with a guy before. Like, she's always been with women. And I think she might have cheated on me with a guy, and I'm not sure if I should stay with her.
You guys have been in a relationship, and she cheated on you. Did I hear you? She cheated with a dude.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not 100% positive of who it is, but, like, I have enough proof to be pretty sure that she liked them.
Now, when you have a situation where you've more or less told somebody, listen, you know, we can have kind of an open thing. I'd just like you to talk to me before you go do something with someone. I just want to hear about it. And they can't bother to mention it. You know, is that a dumpable offense is really the question. I definitely vote it is, because I think you made it about as easy for someone as you could. Mm-hmm. They couldn't even bother to say nothing. I like that. I'd say dump.
Yeah, because you did put out there that she can do it, but she never called you. Yeah, you definitely have to dump.
The fact she hasn't yet is what freaks me out.
Yeah.
And, like, for Beth here, I think you made it as easy as possible. But I do get maybe, okay, I will give the slightest, I still say dump. But what Amy's point that she brought up where it was like a spur of the moment thing that just happened. Okay, maybe. But if you have evidence so that you know there was lead up to this, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's not like she immediately was like, hey, I got to tell you something. And I know I should have called you first.
Oh, yeah. She could have done that the next day.
That maybe would be the out there. What are we getting for them text votes? Dump or date, Amy K?
Someone said dump. Just end it for good and move on. Hate to say it, but obviously you don't mean that much to her. She disrespected you. Someone else said dump. She could have at least said something to you the following day. And another person said dump. I feel like this is definitely a deal breaker. You need to end it for sure. And I feel like this is just going to continue to be a history of her cheating and trying to hide it and never saying anything.
Yeah, I think we're getting a lot of that whole just like there's no way to save this.
I don't think we seen anyone even really say date.
No,
for
the
most part. No one stood up for her.
And it just my gut tells me that, yeah, call me crazy, Beth, but I got the feeling that you're not going to listen to that 100% poll.
Mm-mm.
No, I do get the impression that she's like, well, you know, I did say I'd be okay about it. Yeah, but you said you'd be okay about it if something was said. You know, stick to your own guidelines.
Uh-huh.
It's a little key there of having that open thing. You got to be on the same page.